KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 55 degrees still here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The deadline to file papers for the June 5th primary has passed. Persons interested in filing for county offices had until the end of the business day on Wednesday to file with their county auditors. In Cass County, as we've previously mentioned on these newscasts, incumbents Dwayne McFadden, Charles Regan, and Frank Waters have filed for re-election to the County Board of Supervisors. Dale Sunderman filed for re-election to his county auditor's post, and Darby McLaren filed for re-election as sheriff. All five men are Republican, and none are Republicans, and none will be opposed in the primary. Also on the ballot in Cass County are various candidates for Iowa Senate and House of Representatives. Among them are Republicans Tom Latham, U.S. Representative District 3, Jake Chapman and Matthew Martison, State Senate District 10, Clell Baudler, State Representative District 20, and Jack Drake, State Representative District 21. Democrats having filed for the June 5th primary include Leonard Boswell, U.S. Representative in District 3, Greg Nipsted, State Representative District 20, and John Rose for State Representative District 21. In Montgomery County, Republican Ted Schoonover has filed for county auditor. Incumbent Republican Joe Sampson faces a challenge from fellow Republican Chris Stephens for the job of sheriff. Republican Brian Amos has filed for supervisor District 3, and Republican Donna Robinson has filed for a supervisor seat in District 5. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
A man serving a prison sentence of more than 100 years for rapes in Omaha, Nebraska, has been sentenced for similar crimes in Iowa. An Iowa judge has handed down a 35-year prison sentence for Todd Mills of Shelby. Already serving 110 to 140 years for raping two women in Omaha, Mills was charged with similar cases in Pottawatomie County dating back to 2008. The 46-year-old Mills will serve about 50 years in Nebraska before he's eligible for parole, and if released in Nebraska, he'll spend at least 35 years in an Iowa prison. The Pottawatomie County prosecutor says completing the cases in Iowa gave victims a voice. Mills pleaded guilty last week to three counts of second-degree sexual abuse for the Iowa cases. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Wednesday 29-year-old Merle Levon Ivey of Council Bluffs was sentenced Tuesday to 2 years in prison for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. District Judge John Jarvie also ordered Ivey to serve a 3-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. Ivey pled guilty to a charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm on November 3, 2011. In doing so, he agreed to forfeit to the United States the firearms he possessed. On April 18th of last year, a .32-caliber semi-automatic pistol was recovered from Ivey by Council Bluffs police as they were investigating a child neglect call. Ivey had been previously convicted of a felony offense in Nebraska in 2005. The investigation was conducted by several area law enforcement agencies and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa also reports two men, one of whom are from southwest Iowa, the other from northwest Missouri, were sentenced this week in U.S. District Court to a total of nearly 21 years in prison for their roles in a conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine in southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri. 54-year-old Edward Eugene Gray, Sr. of Coyne, and 47-year-old Wilbur Leo Long III of Elmo, Missouri, were sentenced by U.S. District Judge John A. Jarvie. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld said that Gray, Sr. was sentenced to 150 months or 12 and a half years in prison, while Wilbur Long III was sentenced to a term of 100 months or 8 years and 3 months in prison. Both men were sentenced also to 5 years of supervised release following their incarceration. Kleinfeld says from about January of 2005 until November of 2010, Gray, Sr. and Long were involved in the distribution of methamphetamine in southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri with co-conspirators. 56-year-old Orvis Lee Wagaman of College Springs, 34-year-old Edward Eugene Gray, Jr. of Clarinda, 23-year-old Levi Edward Gray of Clarinda, and others. Gray Jr., you may recall, was sentenced February 21st to 15 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute meth and 5 years for possession of a firearm in relation to a drug trafficking offense, for a total of 240 months in prison. Levi Gray was also sentenced on that date to a term of 48 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute meth. Orvis Lee Wegman was scheduled to be sentenced on May the 22nd of this year. The Adams County Sheriff's Department said yesterday a Corning man was arrested early Wednesday morning. 25-year-old Corey McBreen was taken into custody at around midnight on a charge of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated, or OWI. McBreen was being held in the Adams County Jail without bond until he appeared before the magistrate. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said yesterday a Denison man was arrested Tuesday night on an Audubon County warrant stemming from an original charge of possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense. A warrant was issued for 31-year-old Nicholas Jack Schwen for revocation of his probation. Schwen was picked up by authorities in Crawford County and brought to the Audubon County Jail, where he was being held on $7,500 bond. Two teens from Audubon County were injured Monday evening during a rollover accident 3 miles southeast of Audubon. The Sheriff's Department said the driver of the vehicle, 16-year-old Morgan Kathleen Paris of Audubon, and her passenger, 15-year-old Drew James Christensen of Exira, were injured. Paris was transported to the Audubon County Hospital while Christensen refused medical treatment. Officials say the 2006 Toyota Paris was driving had been traveling east on 215th Street at around 7:20 p.m. Monday when it went out of control as it crested a hill. When Paris overcorrected, the vehicle entered the north ditch and rolled over. The damage was estimated at $20,000. The accident remained under investigation. A Harlan man was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail this week on numerous charges following the theft of a vehicle from Harlan late Tuesday night. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN the 32-year-old Patrick Schmitz was arrested after he gave himself up to authorities at an Interstate 80 rest stop southwest of Neola. Danker said Schmitz allegedly stole a 1992 Mercury Sable from Harlan that was being followed by another motorist into the Avoca area where the vehicle disappeared. Authorities were soon informed the vehicle was possibly northbound on 360th and Tamarack Road. The informant lost sight of the vehicle again, but it was later observed by a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy near Minden. When the deputy attempted to stop the car near the edge of Minden, Schmitz refused to stop and ran several stop signs. He continued northbound and went on to westbound Interstate 80, where he was pursued by troopers with the Iowa State Patrol. Patrol deployed stop sticks at about the 23-mile marker, and two semis attempted to assist their efforts by boxing the car in. Danker said the car rammed both semis as Schmitz attempted to drive between them about 3 miles north of the Underwood exit. The car finally pulled over at a rest area between Underwood and Neola, where Schmitz surrendered to the patrol. He was being held Wednesday in the Pott County Jail on $5,000 bond on charges that include third offense OWI, second-degree theft, driving while barred, second-degree criminal mischief, eluding, and speeding. Authorities in Atlantic said yesterday a 19-year-old was arrested Tuesday on warrants out of Cass County and Colorado. Michael Vazurek of Atlantic was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for OWI first offense and on a Colorado felony warrant for identity theft. Vazurek was being held in the Cass County Jail. Two Nebraska City, Nebraska residents were injured Wednesday afternoon when the vehicle they were in went out of control for reasons unknown, entered a ditch, and rolled over multiple times. In Fremont County, the Iowa State Patrol says the driver of the 2002 Cadillac DeVille, 78-year-old Elizabeth L. Davis, and her passenger, 62-year-old Christina Weber, were transported by Sydney Rescue to St. Mary's Hospital in Nebraska City following the crash that occurred on westbound Highway 2. The accident happened just after 2 p.m. Both men and women were wearing their seatbelts, and the accident remains under investigation. Also in Western Iowa news, a South Dakota pilot has died in the crash of a small plane in northwest Iowa. Lyon County authorities did not immediately identify the Sioux Falls pilot, who they say died Wednesday afternoon when the single-seat plane crashed and flipped while attempting to land on a grass airstrip at an airport near Larchwood. The pilot died at the scene. The aircraft is registered with the FAA as a homemade experimental plane that was built in 1991. The FAA was beginning its investigation into that crash this morning. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, claims for unemployment benefits continue to decline. The Labor Department says there were 5,000 fewer applications last week. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department says economic growth picked up in the final 3 months of 2011, growing at an annual rate of 3%. But economists say growth likely slowed in the first quarter of this year as businesses cut back on restocking shelves. House Republicans are ready to okay a $3.5 trillion budget that proposes cuts in everything from food stamps to transportation and revamps Medicare, but refuses to raise taxes on the rich. President Obama and Democrats want to boost taxes on families making more than $250,000 and on oil and gas companies. And a GOP bill that's expected to pass in the House today is likely to be ignored in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Police said the Philadelphia International Airport are holding a man who tried to board a plane with fireworks in his backpack. Police say a suspicious item was spotted in his carry-on luggage earlier this morning. One officer said the items appear to be fireworks that may have been accidentally left in the man's bag, but police and the FBI and the TSA are investigating. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in our funeral announcements, Donald Kerr, age 94, of Manila, died Friday. Funeral services for Donald Kerr will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Helen Dressler, age 100, of Anita, died Friday. Services for Helen Dressler will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Bill Boodle, age 65, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bill Boodle will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Warren Chaffee, age 86, formerly of Harlan, died February 9th in California. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dolores Ramsey, age 97, of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Dolores Ramsey will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roland Eskov, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Roland Eskov will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mary Elizabeth Vandersloos, age 95, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Care Center. Funeral services for Mary Elizabeth Vandersloos will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Maxine Dolch, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Maxine Dolch will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ruth Hagg, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ruth Polin Hagg will be held on Saturday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wilma Andrew, age 91, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Andrew will be this coming Monday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Kenneth Christensen, age 79, of rural Wyota, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kenneth Christensen will be held on Monday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lewis McCall, age 96, of Bridgewater, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Lewis McCall has donated his body to science and services will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Pamela Christensen, age 58, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Pamela Christensen are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Clara Heffler, age 85, of Erling, died Monday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Services for Clara Heffler are pending at the Fish Funeral Home in Remsen. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.